Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you rapture ready for the troublesome days ahead. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. And please know that the I Am has sent me, Brother Johnson, God's watchman, unto you. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will be informed Christians, so get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual, therefore it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them. This microphone is my pulpit as I speak to you over the air. Now for our last days end times quick Bible study, King James Version from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. And that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Watchman comment, my dear friends, knowing the time that you live in is very important, so that Ephesians 6, when you have done it all that you can do to stand, you will stand therefore without falling. The word time means the time when things are brought to crisis, the decisive time long awaited, for that will soon arrive or come to pass. The words high time has no particular meaning other than to emphasize the urgency of the time that you might not get caught sleeping spiritually. Not a good position to be in, don't you know? The word spent means to beat forward, to lengthen out by hammering, such as a smith when he forges metals. For time will shape you for the better or for the worse. Spent also falls under these meanings: tired out, physically exhausted, without energy, used up, worn out, without power. So if you use up the time left sleeping, your energy will be gone, and even worse, you will be powerless to change at the end, when change is most needed. Amen. There is only one thing for you to do right now, and that is to change how you live in Christ. Wake up and start getting ready. One way is listening to this Yahweh called an ordained watchman program. Pray, read your Bible, open up your eyes and ears, for the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stay wide awake on this program and use the time we have left wisely as the end draws near. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:1.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said.
Yea, saith the Lord, did I not tell you that all these things that have been spoken to you would begin increasing in these last days, the last times that you live in? That food would be in short supply. But now I tell you that in food and water will come contamination, says God. You have seen some of it, but now you will see much more. For the dryness and the shortness of food will cause contamination problems like never seen before, saith the Lord.
And now a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My, as always on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Jude chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Watchman comment. Enoch was the son of Jared, the father of Methuselah, an awesome man of God, as even his name Enoch meant dedicated. Now that's what a good Christian should be, dedicated. Amen. Enoch prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all. Now Enoch did not say some, he said all, meaning all left on the earth at Christ Yeshua's second and last coming. Why do I keep emphasizing second and last coming? Well, because some just refuse to get it, because they have been taught falsely that there is a third coming. They just won't get it. No, it won't get that far. It won't get to a third coming. Study your Bible, not men's doctrines. Amen. The convincing factor will be that upon Christ Yeshua's return, the light, and I mean that literally, will once more be here, and all will know the true truth. Amen. Believe me or not, this is what is going to happen. Bible quote, And to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken. Amen. That came from Jude chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Thus saith the Holy Scripture, enough said. So get right and get ready. Let he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you. Amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. My friends, two anonymous supporters, one from PA and the other one from New Mexico, combined with Alex from Virginia, obey the Spirit of the Lord and send their WOW Walk on Water love gifts. They are sponsoring tonight's program. And, of course, the repeat on Monday night, frequency 9265 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central. That's 9265. I thank you all for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Father, I just pray and ask you, Lord, to bless those two anonymous supporters, Lord. They left their addresses off, Lord. I don't know their names or their addresses, but you know who they are and you know where they are. And also bless Alex, Lord, for his consistent love gifts. And let him know, Lord, that I pray for him constantly. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
If you believe in liberty, the U.S. government now considers you a terror suspect. In this season of independence, it's important and sad to know how far we've come from our nation's founding, where brave, insightful men laid everything on the line just a couple of centuries ago in an all-or-nothing effort to birth the greatest, most successful free country in the history of the earth. Today, holding dear such values as freedoms and liberty will get you put on a terror list. Welcome to America 2012 and beyond. A new study titled Hot Spots of Terrorism and Other Crimes in the United States by the Department of Homeland Security, using your tax dollars, by the way, describes Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority and reverent of individual liberty as extreme right-wing terrorists. Watchman comment, I thought they were American patriots. Continuing. Obama's second term transformation plans. The most significant accomplishment of Obama's first term was to make Congress irrelevant. If Barack Hussein Obama is reelected, the United States will never be the same, nor will America be able to recapture its once lofty status as the most dominant nation in the history of mankind. The overwhelming majority of Americans do not understand that Obama's first term was dedicated to putting in place executive power to enable him and his administration to fulfill the campaign promise of transforming America in a second term, regardless of which political party controls Congress. Once reelected, Barack Obama, as confirmed by his willingness to do or say anything and his unscrupulous reelection tactics, would not only threaten government shutdowns, but would deliberately hold payments to those dependent on government support as a means of intimidation. In a second term, the arrogance of Barack Obama and his minions will become more blatant, as he will not have to be concerned with reelection. Watchman comment, if you think a first-year term Obama was bad, and it was, a second-year term Obama will be much, 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 much worse. Continuing. Democratic donor renounces U.S. citizenship. Notable socialite and top Democratic donor Denise Rich is reportedly giving up her U.S. citizenship in order to avoid paying hefty taxes. The Grammy nominee is perhaps best known as the ex-wife of Mark Rich, who fled the U.S. in 1983 after being indicted on charges of tax evasion, fraud, racketeering, and illegal trading of oil with Iran. He was pardoned by the then-President Bill Clinton. Watchman comment, even Obama's top donor is giving up. Most of these Democrats are crooked, don't you know? But then again, most politicians are, too. Continuing. An Israeli rabbi has called for the restoration of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Last days, 666, end time sign. Rabbi Israel Ariel, the leader of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, has called for the restoration of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount, even though the temple has not been rebuilt yet. And the rabbi said the face is that the Temple Mount is in Arab hands, must end so that the Jews may go unto the Temple Mount and offer these animal sacrifices. In biblical times, when the temple was on the Temple Mount, and especially during the High Holy Days, Jews from around the world would come to Jerusalem to offer animal sacrifices. And today, everything is ready to resume these sacrifices. The priests are trained and ready. Their garments are made. And the implements for the sacrificial system are ready to be used to follow God's command, he said. The Israel government and the Muslim world are the only hindrances to restoring these animal sacrifices, the rabbi said. Watchman comment. This is not Yahweh's command and never will be. Jesus Christ was the last blood sacrifice allowed by God. And if they start animal sacrifice again, they will crucify Christ all over again. This is a 666 end day sign, my friends. Again, how close, how very close it all is. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 6. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Continuing. As Islamists pledge to wipe out Christianity, government study says not to worry. In the wake of the news that the Islamist group affiliated with the United Muslim Nations International has announced their intentions to destroy Christianity and wipe Christianity from the face of the earth, a U.S. government-sponsored study has been released that says Muslim terrorists are widely misunderstood and don't wish to impose Islam around the world as it is commonly believed in the West. Watchman comment, oh, brother. Now, that is one of the biggest, boldest lies from our U.S. Democratic Communist Socialist government that I have heard yet. Do they think Americans are stupid And what about 911? My. The Muslims openly say that they want to wipe out all religions but their own. That's what jihad is all about, don't you know? How about from the Quran, chapter 47, verse 4, the Muslim holy book? When you meet the unbelievers in fight, smite them at their necks. Now, you know what that means, don't you? Cut their heads off, kill them. Continuing. Big talkers are do-littlers. You may not want to hear what I'm going to share with you. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but those big conservative talkers are part of mainline politics. Their job is to assure you that everything is going to be all right. Their solution to every problem facing America can be solved by one simple action. Elect Republicans. How has that worked for you, America, in the past? Watchman comment. Do we actually have a vote choice when the crooked Democrats are dealing off the bottom of the deck while the deceptive Republicans try to deal from the middle of the deck? Doesn't anyone not stack the deck and deal cards off the top anymore as they used to? That said, still, Obama must go. And it will take voting for a Republican that can win to get him out.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
And also this, a look at how Democrats and Republicans differ. It is an absolute fact that no matter which of the two major parties in Washington, D.C. is in power, the freedoms and liberties of the American people continue to be eroded. In other words, they continue to disappear. However, this does not mean that there are not basic differences between the two parties. The two parties differ greatly on how government will take our liberties. While they are similar in the fact that neither of them has any interest in preserving liberty, until the American people awaken to this reality, whatever freedoms we have left in this country are doomed. Continuing. More than 1,000 counties in 26 USA states are being named natural disaster areas. The biggest such declaration ever by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as drought grips the Midwest. The declaration makes farmers and ranchers in 1,016 counties in the United States of America, about a third of those in the entire country, eligible for low-interest loans to help them weather the drought, wildfires, and other disasters. Continuing. 14. Creepy surveillance technologies that Big Brother will be using to spy on you now. Previous generations would never have even dreamed that streetlights and refrigerators might be spying on them. Number 1, pre-crime surveillance cameras. 2, capturing fingerprints from 20 feet away. 3, mobile backscatter naked x-ray vans. Number 4, hijacking your mind. 5, unmanned drones in the U.S. airspace. 6, law enforcement using your own cell phone to spy on you. 7, biometric databases. 8, RFID microchips. 9, automated license plate readers. Number 10, face reading software. 11, data mining. 12, streetlights spying on you. 13, automated ISP monitoring of your internet activity. 14, and lastly, spying on you through your home appliances. Could the government one day use your refrigerator to spy on you? Don't laugh. That's exactly what CIA Director David Petraeus says is coming. Continuing. UN arms treaty could put U.S. gun owners in foreign sites, say critics. A treaty being hammered out this month at the United Nations with Iran playing a key role could expose the record of America's gun owners to foreign governments and, critics warn, eventually put America's Second Amendment on global trial. Watchman comments, another sellout of American freedoms by the Obama administration. Or should I say, the Obama Nation administration. Continuing. Planned Parenthood hit with $5.5 billion fraud suit. One of Planned Parenthood's former clinic managers has turned whistleblower, claiming that the abortion provider's Heartland branch has scammed American taxpayers by filing nearly 500,000 fraudulent Medicare claims over 10 years, netting the organization an illicit, meaning illegal, $28 million American dollars. Continuing. New Homeland Security laser scanner reads people at molecular level. The Department of Homeland Security will soon be using a laser at airports that can detect everything about you from over 160 feet away. This laser-based scanner can read everything from a person's adrenaline levels to traces of gunpowder on a person's clothes to illegal substances. And it can all be done without a physical search. It also could be used on multiple people at the same time, eliminating random searches at airports. Watchman comment. I heard Alex Jones say the other night on the radio that this was just a false statement. But you know, folks, the technology is there to do this kind of stuff. I wouldn't exactly say that they can't build such a weapon, or such a scanner, if you will. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Do you believe the prophecy voice warnings of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman now? Continuing. The Jesus of Mormonism. When you meet people from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, they will often say to you, quote, "We're Christians too because we believe in the Savior Jesus Christ," close quote. However, the defining area concerning whether one is a Christian or not is what they teach concerning the historic personhood of Jesus, Yeshua of Nazareth, whom the Bible teaches is the Christ God Himself come in human flesh. Joseph Smith, however, taught the Mormon Jesus was the prophet to restore the church, that everything the historic Christian church had taught was an abomination, that all who believe in those doctrines are corrupt. Teaching that the Mormon Christ was a spirit child who was born first, whose name is Elohim, and who has a body of flesh and bones as tangible as a man's. Elohim was once a man, the Mormons teach, who lived on the star Kolob, K-O-L-O-B. He died and was resurrected by his father after earning, now that's what I said, earning his way to godhood, as did his father before him and so on back. When the head of the gods, of which there are countless numbers, Mormons teach, called the Council of Gods, the Mormon Jesus came up with a better plan of salvation than his brother Lucifer did. The Mormon Jesus was conceived for his earthly mission when his heavenly father came down and had sexual relations with his daughter, the Virgin Mary. That's what the Mormons teach, but they won't tell you that. Watchman comment, though I've been commenting already. This apostate nonsense goes on and on, and I couldn't get it all in this program. But if this small glimpse into Mormonism does not wake you up and turn you away from the false Mormon Jesus, there is no hope for you. Amen. The Savior of Mormonism is an entirely different person, as their official publications clearly reveal. The Mormon Savior is not the second person of the Christian Trinity. Mormons reject the Christian doctrine of the Trinity, and he is not even a careful replica of the New Testament Redeemer. Amen. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. I would really appreciate finding your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. And when you write, if you would, please pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you send to help keep all Signs Radio programs on the air in July and August. Leave your return address off and enclose cash like the two anonymous sponsors did tonight, if you wish, but I promise you, I never, ever send out letters asking for money. Someday I would like to celebrate my independence from having to ask for support, but that day is not here yet, folks. Be blessed. Here's my address. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S. L-E. State is New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y. Zip in the USA, 13797. My, oh my, I sure do thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Science Radio programs on the air. It's a blessing. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed. Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 to 13. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was valued by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. My. My very special listening friends. In Matthew, we read that Judas betrayed Christ Jesus to the Sanhedrin for 30 pieces of silver, filling the prophecy of Zechariah. Zechariah foretold that the Messiah, Yahweh's price, would be measured at a pittance, 30 pieces of silver. Can you imagine valuing a human life in terms of silver? Unthinkable enough, but then this is no ordinary life. It's a life of God's only Son. What value do you place on his life? How do you express the value Yeshua, Christ Jesus, has for you? Has your relationship with him cost you anything? The Father valued you very highly. The price he paid for our redemption was his most precious Son's human life. Perhaps you need to reevaluate your evaluation of your Savior. Will you right now think about how the Lord evaluated you, and then think about your evaluation of him? Would it be more than 30 pieces of silver? The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friend, and unto the churches. Now I preach all their call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Father, we ask right now, you just touch each and every one. For those out there listening by radio,
yes,
there is help. Find a Spirit-filled church. Find someone that's teaching the Word.
Amen.
And preaching the Word, that you might grow in it and listen to what they have to say. And most of all, pray for Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time. For more daily news in text form, like you hear on this program, there is so much more I can't get it all on this program, so I update my website Monday through Friday with new news, not what you hear on this program. With pictures also, by the way, so be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com, all one word, just like it sounds, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and that will take you to the daily updated page with pictures. And send me an email from either website. It's possible. Here's the address to write again. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY 13797.
I'm from Arkansas. I'm calling up to say that I enjoy your show, and I will do my best to send you an offering.
Thank you, my dear brother. I'm sorry I couldn't put it all on. There wasn't enough time, but I have known for years the things that you have said. Maranatha, God bless. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Please hold all long calls for at least a half an hour after the program ends to allow the short 15, 20 to 30 second radio checks to come in. Call this number for your radio check to let me know how this program is coming in where you live. Just give me your state and how well you can hear. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now, today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to help me keep informing Christians and keeping this program on the air. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.